5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
No shortage of phone calls on people who ditched or got ditched.
Oh, no.
And this is the kind of ditch on a date where it's smack in the middle of it with no excuse. Because I'm sure a lot of people have used the excuse like, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I'm going to leave. This is like you go to the bathroom and just never come back to the table, right?
Right. And there's always, like, we're talking about this regarding dating, but it reminded me that I think every one of us probably knows of someone who had a job, and this would be back, like, in college or whatever, so, like, at the mall, and, like, just in the middle of his shift decides he no longer wants to be there and leaves.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like,
I'm out of here.
Just take off. It's the equivalent
I'm out of here.
Of
I need
the
Slurpee.
It's the... It's the dating, I quit.
Right.
Like, I'm just done. In the middle of this, I'm done. I quit. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Hey, Howard, you'll be our first call.
No problem.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Awesome. This is a great topic because I'll tell you what, you know, as many years as I've dated, it's amazing what anyone can do, including myself. And, you know, one night I was out with my girlfriend and, you know, conversation. We were at a restaurant. She had her car. I had her my car there. So we each had, you know, our other's cars or whatever. And, you know, I just got so mad because, you know, something she said or something she did that as soon as she went to the bathroom, that was my cue. And I took off and I left her in the dust with, at the restaurant and with the bill.
Oh.
And was that the last day she was your girlfriend?
That pretty much sent the spiral downward on that relationship.
Yeah.
See, now you got to, it'll be fun to talk. Thank you for the call, Howard. It'll be fun to talk, too, to the ditchies because.
How long
like
do you wait?
Yeah, she goes back and she's like, oh, because your first thought is, oh, he must be in the restroom also.
Yeah.
Then it's, God, I hope he's feeling okay. Then you probably even get.
Well, the server comes and says, do you need anything else? Do you need another drink? I don't know yet. Come back and check in a few minutes.
Hey, Jeff on the voice disguiser. Is it,
hey, y'all.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
All right. Sitting in traffic. It sucks.
It sucks.
I had to go on a date with this girl I've been trying to get with for a long time, and she was smoking hot. That's what makes this so irritating to me. She was smoking hot. And we were at the music concert in Marietta, and this nasty, just grungy, smoke-filled bottom of the bottom of these people. I don't know why she wanted me to go to this thing, but I went. And I was just around this, and I was like, oh, my God, she's freaking hot, but I can't be here. Like, this is ridiculous. It was so nasty. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go take a trip to the bathroom real quick. And I walked out of the parking lot. My car was there, and I took off. I didn't even call her back the next day. She kept calling me, and I was like, you know, I think not. None of this for me. It was
so it's just the choice of bar that you were like, I'm out of here?
Yeah, it was a music concert in Marietta off Roswell Road. And I was just like, this place is nasty. I'm getting the heck out of here. You're hot, but if you're going to be here, forget this crap. I'm not doing this no more.
You suck it up. You suck it up. If she's that hot, you suck it up. You do whatever you got
to
do. Dude.
That's why the good Lord invented tequila.
Yeah.
Like, you work around that. You numb yourself to the environment. Disappointment
funny.
To masculinity. Hey, Ralph. Ralph.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Love the show. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
Are you the ditcher or the ditchy?
I am the ditcher.
Okay.
All right.
basically, when I was in school, I was at a club, so obviously I was drinking pretty heavily, and I met this girl, what would be known as a strobe light honey, a girl that looks so much better in the club than she actually looks in person. So we were meeting at the library, and once I saw her at the library, I realized that wasn't quite the girl that I saw at the club. So I told her I had to make some copies, and I just left. I mean, I was missing a game of Tecmo Bowl, so I had to leave. the interesting thing is, though, a week later, I see her on the street, and she says, "Hey, why didn't you call me?" So I did. I mean, hey, I figured if she did that, she must be easy, so I called her.
Oh, I love that. You know what? I love learning from the Bird Show, and I love strobe light, honey. And
I love strobe
light. I need to find occasion to use that.
We have to add that to the dictionary.
It's not just guys who are doing the ditching. Hey, Candace.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
What happened?
Well, I met this guy through a friend. I hadn't seen him yet. We just, you know, talked back and forth on MySpace. He was a friend of a friend. And he looked so cute in his picture, right? So I had to do it. And I met him at his apartment, and this total opposite guy opens the door. And I had to go in. We were just going to watch movies. And I told him my gum was bad and I needed to spit it out. And so he, like, shows me where to go spit it out and then follows me to the bathroom. And I said, I need to make a phone call, and I don't have any service. So I walked outside and totally ditched. Ran to my car, headed for my mom's house.
You think he was watching you from the window?
Oh, yeah, he was. And I totally ran into him at Walmart, like, weeks later.
Oh.
With my current boyfriend at the time. I was just like, crap.
That's when you bob and weave amongst the clothing racks
yes.
at Walmart. You're like yeah. trying to duck.
And all of a sudden you find yourself like, you know, you're trying to avoid somebody. And next thing you know, you realize like you're a guy and you're standing in the preteen, you know, underwear section.
Like, oh, yeah, I totally just am in like the bra section, I think. It was funny.
Did he try to talk to you?
He like tried to approach, but I mean, I saw him and I freaked and I grabbed my boyfriend's arm and I'm like, come this way. And I like moved him to another aisle and it was just a fiasco. Ended up taking a lot longer at Walmart than we wanted to.
Nothing will make you feel worse than if that happens right there and I saw her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I'm not good enough, but this dude is.
He's the one.
Yeah.
He's the winner.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to. It was a total different person's picture that he sent me. I couldn't help it.
Hey, a lot of calls from ditchers. Here's a call from the ditchy.
Uh-oh.
Holly.
Yes, this is Holly.
Welcome to the Bird Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear your story.
Well, I dated a guy on and off for about a year, nothing serious. He kept being persistent, so I said, okay, let's, you know, step it up a notch. So we started dating exclusively, supposedly. We went out, had a really good time. We decided that we were going to step it up. So he got a hotel downtown Atlanta, got in a hotel. We did our thing. And afterwards, he said, I need to go out to the car and get my cell phone.
Oh,
he went out to his car and drove off, left me in a hotel downtown Atlanta, no car or anything.
Who did you call?
Oh, my God.
I didn't call anybody. I walked up to a club and there were some friends and they took me home.
That right there is the walk of the ultimate walk of shame.
Yeah, totally.
How long was it before you realized he was gone?
Oh, I knew immediately. Something inside of me. He kind of picked up my purse. That I saw him pick up my purse. I thought maybe he was going to like take something out of my purse, money or whatever. So I got up and I said, "That's not my purse." And I mean, that's not your billfold. That's my purse. He goes, "Oh." And so then he got his billfold, and he said, "Well, I'll be right back." And I watched him. I mean, he got in his Porsche, put down the convertible top, and off he went.
No way.
So I watched him the whole time. So needless to
say. Wow.
Was it worth the trip downtown?
No, not at all. And actually, I bumped into him like 3 years later. Oh, he called me 2 weeks after that, and I just said, "You're an idiot, and I don't. You know, I can't believe what you did to me." And then I saw him like 3 years later and he tried to, you know, hook up. And I'm just like, no, you're done.
Thanks for the call, Holly.
Thank you.
Hey, CB has a twist on this. CB, you'll be the last call.
Okay.
Who'd you ditch?
I ditched my husband and soon-to-be ex-husband. We were having dinner with the neighbor, and he was flirting unprofusely with her. And, you know, I commented about it a couple times or two, so I was ordering my sake and Kirin beer and all this, and ordered the most expensive as everything as I could get on the menu, and excused myself to the restroom, called somebody and picked them up, and disappeared for 3 days.
Good for you.
So your husband and the neighbor are obviously having their own thing going on. You excuse yourself and just
walk away.
Never come back.
Yep. Never look back.
And where did you go for 3 days?
I went over to my sister's house, and, you know, it took him about 3 or 4 hours before he started calling around looking for me, and, you know, kind of hid out, never told him where I was. Nobody ever, you know, snitched on me where I was, and finally went back and said, enough's enough.
So he's going to be your ex-husband. How are things with the neighbor?
Oh, no, he's already my ex.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
And did you have to see that did you have to see that neighbor anymore?
Oh, once I did see the neighbor, and I thought I was going to die laughing when she told me she thought I was the most emotionally healthy person she ever met. And I'm thinking, oh, are you in trouble?
Odd.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, CB.
All right, you guys have a great day.
The Burt Show.